Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
John from Southbank has texted in about his big break. Thanks for calling in, John.
Texted in, have I?
You called in, haven't you?
No.
How did you get your big
break?
You waved
at me through the glass and said, hey, come on in. And I really didn't want to.
Of course you didn't.
No, I didn't. I'm here. We were here for the party for Helen.
Tell me how you got your big break.
Did she have a good chat?
We had a great chat, but I missed the party.
Yeah, well, that's your lot.
That is my lot.
How are you, Rafi?
I am very, very well.
Yeah?
I'm very well.
How are things here? I haven't been here. This is my first time back in the building.
Things here are great.
Since October the, what was it?
Whenever
it 11th was. Or something.
Things are far calmer now that you're not here. No one bitches anymore in the office. No one complains about management anymore.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's entirely smooth and harmonious between all the different groups of people who work here.
Liar.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I've heard the stories.
Who gave you a big break?
You mean in the ABC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, a man called Raja Baran Shah. Do you remember the Jackie Gillespie was a mother of two young children who was married to a Malaysian man, an architect, a Geelong Grammar and Melbourne Uni trained architect who lived in Malaysia, and they met and had a romance. And she went and lived with him and they had children in Malaysia. And then she, over time, was unhappy with it and came back to Australia, brought the children back with her, and then said she wanted to stay in Australia and went to the family court and said, I don't want to go back to Malaysia. And the family court said, hey, this is a Malaysian family. This is a Malaysian marriage. It's a Malaysian-born children. Go back to Malaysia and sort it out there. And she didn't. And eventually, long story short, she managed to stay in Australia. He got really annoyed and he came over here eventually thinking he was getting...
This ties into your life somehow.
Totally. He was getting a raw deal from the family court. He kidnapped his own children and took them back to Malaysia, and that became a huge cause. And my big break came when I got him to do the only interview he ever did about why he took the children.
And was
For the Law Report.
For the Law Report.
When I was on Radio National. And then afterwards, Brian Hugo, who was the manager of what was then called 3LO, came in, and that was like front page news. It was a huge scoop. And he came in, and like the Law Report, Radio National aren't supposed to scoop all the rest of the media. So he came in and went, that got noticed, son. And then I got started on doing daily programs on what was then called 3LO. And Doug Aiton, I filled in for Doug Aiton quite a bit on Drive and Ranald McDonald on Mornings and so on. And then they said, you know, you might be handy at this.
But that's basically saying you gave yourself your own big break because you got the scoop.
Well, yeah, but
because you've got to create your own luck, don't you? You've got to get noticed by creating your own luck.
I love that line, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah.
And I really believe in that. And a lot of luck actually isn't luck. It's circumstance, but a lot of the time you've created it. While you're talking to me, you've got heaps of people waiting on the line.
I am going to get to them in a moment, but I want to ask this question.
Don't point that finger at me.
Excuse me.
It's very passive-aggressive to point a finger at a guest in a studio, Raf.
Oh, my God. You're the ultimate hand waver. You point your fingers at everyone in the studio and wave your hands. Are you less cynical?
No, you've got a clenched fist.
Or upset about the state of the world? When you don't look at this stuff every day for the sake of broadcasting, do you feel more or less positive about the world?
I think the world's in a bit of a mess, but I'm absolutely sure the pendulum is swinging back the other way, and I'm remarkably positive about it.
How come?
Because the pendulum is swinging. Democracy is a fragile machine. If you don't maintain it, it'll break, and people are starting to realise that, and they're saying, you know what, we've got to roll up our sleeves, get our hands dirty, and get in there and make it work better. Because this outsourcing of democracy to other people to do it for us, that's not working all that well. Mm. We've got to get back in charge. And I think we're seeing that. I hope we see it. If, you know, things go in cycles,
it'll
come around again. And the media has a vital role to play. I'll wag my finger at you. The media has a vital role to play in holding power to account.
Definitely.
And helping to tell the story to people about why this stuff matters.
Yes.
Which is why, you know, I was so privileged to have a microphone for that long, and you still are. So
okay.
Don't
waste the microphone away from you.
Don't waste it.
Go home. John Fain, thank you very much.
Yep, bye.
Off he goes into the wild blue yonder consulting. Probably...
What are the text messages? It's
nice to hear his voice. That's from Greg in Ballarat. Miss you, John. They can't hear you unless your mouth's near a microphone. I know this whole radio craft thing's a bit hard for you to understand. Oh, here we go. Nice to hear you both together, like the master and the apprentice. John's mum's texting in again, or his wife, someone. There you go.